The New York City apartment where Walter Hauptzig plays his piano amid a lifetime of family photographs and framed honors is worlds away from the pre-war Vienna where he grew up. In 1938, when Hauptzig was a 16-year-old prodigy, the Nazis took power in Austria. Jews were routinely beaten in the streets. Their businesses were closed. They were shut out from schools and universities.
That was the Austria I grew up in. You can't imagine.
Music was the boy's only refuge. After the authorities closed the state music academy he attended, Hauptzig made a forbidden visit there, only to find the place filled with German soldiers. Their rifles covered the pianos.
And then a miracle happened.
Hauptzig learned that the director of the Jerusalem Conservatory of Music was coming to Vienna to hold auditions for new students. Not knowing where they were to be held, Hauptzig arrived at the man's hotel at 8 in the morning and waited. The director arrived only to offer his regrets and leave to hail a taxi. Desperate, Hauptzig made his move.
I jumped into the taxi ahead of him and said, I'm going with you. A lot of chutzpah. And we got to an apartment, and there was a piano. And he pointed to it and said, play, spiel. And I sat down and I played. When I finished, he said, I will bring you to Jerusalem under all circumstances.
Hauptzig obtained a rare exit visa and left for Palestine, leaving his family behind. His parents managed to get out of Austria. His mother joined his sister in New York the very day Hitler invaded Poland. Another sister escaped on skis into Switzerland. Meanwhile, Hauptzig flourished at the conservatory in Palestine. But after a year and a half, he went to join his family in New York.
New York, at that time, was full of refugees like me, who brought with them the music. They were at the opera, and they were in the orchestras, and they became the conductors of major orchestras, people who had been in Europe. They brought a lot with them.
Hauptzig began to tour America, including the racially segregated South, where what he saw disturbed him.
When I saw colored washrooms and the blacks had to sit in the back, I said to my hosts, you are the same as the Nazis. It's horrible. And they resented it and gave me all kinds of reasons. Oh, I got into a lot of trouble.
In 1947, during his first concert tour in Europe, Hauptzig played a concert in Norway to benefit Nazi war victims. Afterward, the King of Norway invited him and a few other artists in his entourage to come see him at the palace. Hauptzig was honored and wanted to get the protocol right.
I called the embassy and said, how do I talk to a king? Well, you must remember two things. You never shake hands and you never sit down. I come in, there stands King Haakon with his outstretched hand. How do you do? And pushes me into a chair. And I laughed. And I told him, and he laughed too.
Hauptzig met Esther, his future wife of 59 years, on the voyage home. She was 16 years old and seasick. For him, it was love at first sight. Her moment came later, during their courtship in New York.
Once I played for her the G minor ballad, and she said, anybody who plays like that has to be good. Yeah.
Hauptzig became an international star, touring in distinctly non-westernized locales as diverse as Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Colombia, and Suriname, often under the sponsorship of the U.S. State Department. He had unshakable faith in the universal appeal of the music.
Beethoven and Chopin as good for the Asians as for the Europeans, as for the Jews and for the Gentiles.
Piano virtuoso Walter Hautzig will turn 93 in September. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.